There's a peace that passes all understanding. There is a peace that destroys life's stress. It is the peace of promise. Childlike faith activates this peace. Luke 1:79 speaks of Jesus Christ and says, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Peace is a way, like a highway. As we surrender unconditionally unto Jesus Christ, whose name is the Word of God, and as we activate our childlike faith, we begin to tread upon this holy highway. This holy highway is only accessible to the born again. Have you been born again? You can have this marvelous peace even when encompassed by the world's din of uncertainty and fear. Today, a lifetime of sin and shame can be washed away, and you can begin a brand new life with a joyful power to overcome all of life's bondages and to live an exciting new life. Today is your day of salvation. Today can be your new beginning, complete with a new father, a new name, a new eternal purpose, and a new destiny. Consider this glorious promise, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Make your decision for Jesus Christ today. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, 2 Timothy 3:14 through 17, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God said, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. God said, Psalms 19, 7 through 11, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Man said, the Bible has no credible content. It's a mental crutch for weak-minded Christians. Now the record. The Bible is a living word, a holy elixir that transforms one's life, even rebirths it. The principle of born again laid out by Jesus Christ in John 3:1 through 8 is a very real, literal, spiritual, and physical occurrence that even happens at a molecular level. The brain and the various cells of the body begin a renewing process in an utterly mind-boggling way. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, Holy Ghost Word Therapy. This is feature article 698 that will once again establish the full inerrancy of God's Holy Bible. All of these features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the edification of the saints and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Thank you for coming. May God's face shine upon you with light and truth. Once you become born again, you soon discover that all are not excited about your born-again experience. Friendships dissolve, family members become estranged, even careers change. There is a price a believer pays. Mark 10:28 through 30, then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the Gospels, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. There is a price to pay. I need to know God's word is true and that He'll be ready to catch me when I jump. On God Said, Man Said, we have covered an enormous array of subjects that all certify Holy Writ. It must be true. I'm required to build my life upon it, and many have and are forfeiting their lives on this earth because of it. Saints, be of good cheer. It is true and righteous altogether. From the creation of earth to the first man, Y chromosome Adam, and the mother of all living, mtDNA Eve, 911 years of average age before Noah, to Noah's global flood, Sodom and Gomorrah, giants, the walls of Jericho, Samson and Delilah, David and Goliath, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel in the lion's den, to the ministry of Jesus Christ and His marvelous resurrection from the dead, all this and more, all are true. God's word is true from Adam's rib to quantum physics. Nearly 700 God Said, Man Said features cite credentialed third-party sources that shout yes. Long before man's science comes knocking, God's word is there. Thousands of years before men begin to understand, our God has staked out the answer. The prophet Ezekiel was instructed by God. A specific diet is also given to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 4, 9 through 11. Take thou also unto thee wheat and barley and beans and lentils and millet and fitches, and put them in one vessel, and make thee bread thereof, according to the number of the days that thou shalt lie upon thy side, 390 days shalt thou eat thereof. And thy meat which thou shalt eat shall be by weight, 20 shekels a day, from time to time shalt thou eat. Thou shalt drink also water by measure, the sixth part of an hin, from time to time shalt thou drink. There is a company called the Food for Life Baking Company that took the Word of God literally and has created an array of products using the recipe in Ezekiel 4:9. Their products are widely distributed in supermarkets and health stores. The following information is found on the left-hand panel of their cereal box bearing the name Ezekiel 4:9. It reads, "The original 100% flourless complete protein, Ezekiel 4:9, sprouted grain crunchy cereal, is inspired by the Holy Scripture verse, 'Take also unto thee wheat and barley and beans and lentils and millet and spelt, and put them in one vessel and make bread of it.' This biblical cereal is truly the staff of life." Then under the heading, The Nutrition Truth, you'll find this. "We discovered when these six grains and legumes are sprouted and combined, an amazing thing happens. A complete protein is created that closely parallels the protein found in milk and eggs. In fact, the protein quality is so high that it is 84.3% as efficient as the highest recognized source of protein containing all 9 essential amino acids. Plus, there are 18 amino acids present in this unique cereal from all vegetable sources." End of quote. Thousands of years before men begin to understand, God's word is there. God's recipe for the complete protein was recorded 2,500 years ago, and today's science stands to certify. God said, 2 Timothy 3:14 through 17, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." God said, Proverbs 30, verse 5, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him." God said, Psalms 19, 7 through 11, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Man said, the Bible has no credible content. It's a mental crutch for weak-minded Christians. Now you have the record.